With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue fighting in Gaza until Hamas is driven completely out of the territory.
Target, that is to destroy Hamas's military capabilities and to destroy its governance capabilities over the 2 million people that it holds hostage in Gaza. That is something that we are achieving step by step, and I assure you we'll complete the task. If you want peace, destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a future for Israel, the Palestinians, the Middle East, destroy Hamas.
Netanyahu appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. Massive slaughter in Sudan. United Nations says fighters from a paramilitary force rampaging through a town in Darfur. In the last 4 days, at least 1,300 people have been killed. Also at srnnews.com, protesters massing in San Francisco ahead of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leader Conference coming up this week. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
Activists protesting environmental abuses, poor working conditions, and the Israel-Hamas war are taking to the streets in downtown San Francisco this weekend to begin protesting the Global Trade Summit, the No to APEC coalition made up of more than 100 grassroots organizations. Protesters will not be allowed, though, into tightly controlled security zones open only to attendees. And San Francisco police say while the city welcomes protesters, it will not tolerate violence or property destruction. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Ukraine says Russian forces have ramped up attacks in eastern Ukraine, that in an attempt to gain ground around two key frontline cities. Head of Ukraine's ground forces says Russian troops have been on the move. This is SRN News. Now, the nation's attorney generals are split on parental rights, SRN's Michael Harrington explained.
A group of 19 AGs have signed a brief in a Maryland case stating that moms and dads should not have the right to opt their kids out of lessons that promote the LGBT lifestyle. Members of the group of 19 include attorneys general from California, New York, and Oregon. Meanwhile, 23 AGs have weighed in on the parents' side in this case, including those from Virginia, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, and Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sexual harassment killing a Catholic church in Baltimore. Archdiocese says it will end religious services at St. Benedict Church after its longtime pastor was recently suspended from ministry. No new priest available. He was dismissed because he admitted to making a payment several years ago to settle a sexual harassment claim. This is SRN News. Well, the Air Force making a request to Congress.
The Air Force wants to restrict further construction of the towering wind turbines that have edged closer to its nuclear missile sites in Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Colorado. The underground silos share space on vast private farmlands with the turbines, which have grown in size and number as the country's energy needs have increased. But the turbines make it dangerous for military helicopter crews, which need to fly in low and fast when a side alarm triggers. The Air Force wants Congress to pass legislation to create a buffer zone of 2 nautical miles around each site. John Scott reported.
An NBA player suffering a broken rib after he was struck by a car. Philadelphia 76ers guard Kelly Oubre Jr. walking near his residence when he was hit. He was hospitalized for a few hours and then released. Police are investigating. More details at srnnews.com.